Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Congress is back for the so-called lame duck session. They'll be expected to pass legislation to keep the government funded, or it'll shut down. But they should not spend more money. Too much money chasing too few goods drives inflation. We all know that when COVID hit, we flooded the economy with money. We are hopeful that the Federal Reserve increase in interest rates will help to push inflation down. That won't be enough if we keep fanning the flames of inflation with more money. The more money we hand out, the more our debt goes up. We have to pay interest on that debt. We paid $1.06 trillion last year to service our debt. As interest rates go up, we must pay even more. In recent years, our national debt has exploded. We have $24 trillion of publicly held debt. Projections are that our gross interest expense will hit $1 trillion per year. Families and businesses cannot survive if debt payments eat up all of their income, and neither cannot our government. All right, let's put the brakes on spending. In 2010, our Congress passed PAYGO, pay-as-you-go legislation. President Obama signed the law. It requires that any spending that increases the deficits must be offset by mandatory cuts. That sounds like a common-sense idea, but it has not happened because the offset has been waived by Congress. If Congress would just pass a package of cuts in spending as required by PAYGO, we could avoid the debt increase. The bottom line is we desperately need to put an end to the deficit spending. With 40 years of high inflation, here is another idea that could slow down government spending. It isn't new. We've tried it before, but members of Congress, they don't like it because it prohibits them from spending on special little projects in their districts, and that helps to buy votes. They are called earmarks. Such small projects should be left to the state, in the city, in the county. Last March, the omnibus spending bill had 5,000 congressional earmarks costing $9 billion. It's time for our Congress and the President to step up and deal with our debt. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.